This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. One of the great things about astronomy is that there are so many different things you can look at. Some astronomers are fascinated with planets, while others study entire galaxies. And there are some dedicated amateur astronomers that are all about asteroids, those hunks of material left over from the formation of our solar system. Every now and then, an asteroid drifts across and blocks, or occults, the light from a star. These occultations can provide lots of information about the asteroid. Some really dedicated amateur astronomers will set up a line of 20 or more telescopes with cameras in a line across the predicted eclipse zone of the occultation. That way, by combining the information gleaned from each telescope, they can get a fairly good idea of the size and shape of the asteroid. And such an occultation is going to happen across much of the United States on the 16th. If you live in a band from Northern California through Maine, you can point a telescope at the star HD 33864 in Taurus and see an asteroid named Sappho pass right in front of it. The star will wink out momentarily, and you can marvel at the wonders of the night sky, to say nothing about the ability of astronomers to predict these amazing events with such accuracy. If you'd like to take a closer look at an asteroid or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcsa.org for a link to information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.